Your organic search is over. Here's Naturally Savvy with health experts Andrea Donsky and Lisa Davis.
You're listening to Naturally Savvy, and Andrea and I love this next guest. Carol Alt comes on the show once a month. She is the ultimate pioneer and chameleon. She has her own show on Fox News, A Healthy You, and she always has the ins and outs when it comes to natural living. Hi, Carol.
Hi, guys. Thank you for having me back. Are you not bored of me yet?
Oh, please, never.
No, we love having you on.
All right, today we are talking about inexpensive, earth-friendly, and body-friendly products to use in the house. Carol, jump right in and tell us what things you like to use.
You know what? I try to avoid chemical products as much as I can, and it's really hard to read labels all the time, and people are constantly mixing and meshing words so that you don't know what the ingredients are. So I find, believe it or not, there are great foods that work terrific as skincare products, shampoos, conditioners, rinses, and things like that. My absolute favorite, of course, is olive oil. I, in fact, have it on my skin right now. I just wet my skin down, I damp it down, and then I rub in a little olive oil, and it soaks right in. It keeps my skin moist. In fact, I think it works better than some of the products that I've used before.
So, Carol, do you rub the olive oil in your hair and on your body, or do you do just one particular area?
I don't do one particular area. I do my arms. I do my legs after the shower. I let it, you know, sink in before I get dressed. And I also do masks on my hair with avocado, olive oil, egg, and a little rosemary oil. And I find with the rosemary oil, it helps grow hair better. And the olive oil is moisturizing to the hair, and the egg, of course, is nourishing because it's got great protein. In fact, eggs in general are one of the best foods, and the more raw you can eat an egg, the better it is for you because it does nutrition you so well. It's just like a complete whole food.
You know, Cal, I have a question to ask you because I remember, like, learning a long time ago, my friend used to do this all the time. She used to put cucumbers under her eyes to help with the puffiness. Is that something that you would recommend?
I don't find cucumbers really do anything except for the fact that they're cooling, because the cucumber is lower than room temperature naturally. So it feels cooling, and it does have water in it, so it feels like it's moisturizing. But as we all know, when we put water on our skin, if we don't put a moisturizer on afterwards, the water will evaporate away, drying out the skin. So I just find that it probably feels good, but it's really not going to do all that much. You know, all the models used to use hemorrhoid cream under their eyes. I'm not sure I recommend that either.
Oh. I've heard that. I've heard that for pimples. No, toothpaste. Toothpaste I've heard for pimples, too.
Toothpaste for pimples, yeah. You know, toothpaste has lauryl sulfide in it. So I try to avoid all those commercial toothpaste. I get a great toothpaste from Nadine Artemis. I buy it online. I have to say it doesn't taste great, but it makes up for it in dentist bills. Believe me, her toothpaste is unbelievable.
What about for people who want to make their own toothpaste? I remember some people were saying you take, you know, a little bit of hydrogen peroxide, or you could take a little bit of baking soda, non-aluminum baking soda. Is that something that, you know, people can do as well, I guess, make in their own home?
Absolutely, absolutely. And there are essential oils that you can mix in that are really, really good for the gum. At this moment, I don't know them offhand, but there are essential oils that are great for the gum that help heal the gum. So, yeah, if you're going to mix your own toothpaste, you know, it could be great to mix in a little of those essential oils, just research them online. But Nadine does all that for you. And in fact, she on my show, she had mentioned that if you put a little bit of lemon juice in it, and don't use this every day because lemon juice can be a little acidic, but if you put a little bit of lemon juice in it and you brush your teeth a few times like that, it actually can help bleach your teeth naturally.
Oh, interesting. You know, Carol, I know you and my gal, Andrea, are really big into coconut oil. And I remember seeing Dr. Bruce Fife on your show talking about oil pulling. Now, that's good for your health and good for your teeth as well, right? I mean, there's so many great uses for coconut oil.
I use coconut oil on my body as well. It's the other thing I like besides olive oil. I use coconut oil. I also really like to use it for oil pulling. And believe it or not, eating it is just so good for the body. So, yeah, there's several things you could do with coconut oil. And, you know, again, you can use that instead of olive oil in your mask for your hair, and that should help you moisturize your hair as well.
All right, well, let's talk a little bit about using lemon for cleaning, because you mentioned, you know, a little bit of lemon, but you don't want to use too much because it can be, too strong of an astringent. But what about for cleaning up around the house? After you make all your own face masks, you make a mess, you got to clean it up, right? You want to clean it up naturally. What would you do?
Well, actually, I find that orange is more of an eating and more caustic than lemon is. I don't know why, but when doing my skincare line of Raw Essentials, we had actually put orange into one of our face creams, and it ate the plastic from the jar that we had the face cream in. It made it blow up. It was unbelievable how caustic orange can be. So I don't know. I think orange works better, and I'm not sure why it does, and I'm not sure if there's really a difference, but I do know that orange works.
Oh, that's interesting. So there's a lot of recipes that have lemon for cleaning, but you can substitute orange. Have you tried that, Andrea?
I have. You know what? I use essential oil. So what I'll do is I'll take sometimes just some, you know, hot water or some vinegar, and I'll throw in some essential oil. So I agree with Carol. I mean, orange smells amazing, too. Lemon, any of those citrus fruits just smell amazing. Carol, what are some other tips that you have in terms of, you know, cleaning up around the house? Is vinegar something that you use as well around the house?
Absolutely. Vinegar is really great. I also use vinegar after I wash my hair, and I rinse my hair with vinegar, and it really cuts the oil if you've got oily hair. It also helps to detangle.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, vinegar.
I
use actually a raw apple cider vinegar because, you know, I try to stay with the raw as much as possible.
Yeah, you know, I've seen your hair. I've seen you up close, and you are absolutely stunning, and I will do that because your hair, I have a hair fetish. Your hair is fantastic.
Well, I use a lot of chemical-free shampoos. You know, I made my own for a while, and then I found PH First, which is done by Dr. Robert Young, and I find that his shampoo is the least chemical that I've found so far. There might be newer and other ones on the market, but that's the one that I've been using. Also, I find it's really great to use a filter because on your shower, because I find that when I shower, like if I'm in a hotel and I shower, my hair feels stiffer and really more dry. If I use my own shower at home where I have a filter, it takes out some of those harder minerals and it leaves my hair much softer. And I'm sure it's better on my scalp because there's the same residue then doesn't land on my scalp.
Now, Andrea, I know that you have a traveling shower filter, correct?
You know what? I don't have one yet, but I've been doing research for one. So, Carol, if you come across any, I need a shower filter for when I'm traveling because I find that the chlorine is just awful on our body and also on our hair. So if you do come across one, please let us know.
I will. If I come across one, I will certainly let you guys know because I'd like one too.
Yeah, it's
maybe
really
some
great
of your
stuff.
Listeners might know and could write in and let us know.
Oh, that's right. That's right. You can always tweet at Naturally Savvy and definitely let us know. Carol, it's always so much fun having you on. You're so delightful and everything you're doing is working for you. So we love to try all your great advice and you're the queen of natural living, my dear. So it's always such a pleasure.
Oh, and I love being on your show. It gives me a chance to talk of some of the things I've learned. So I really appreciate you guys coming on and helping me pay it forward because people taught me and I love to teach other people. Oh, I love that.
Awesome. All right. Well, you can learn more by going to carolalt.com, Twitter at Model Carol Alt, and be sure to watch A Healthy You on Fox News Channel Saturday and Sundays at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. I love that show. This show I love as well. It's Naturally Savvy on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening and stay well.